Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In this age of the Occupy movement and historic income inequality, it might seem strange to ask an audience to find sympathy for Marie Antoinette, that infamous 18th century ruler who said of her impoverished subjects, "Let them eat cake."
"I'm failing at everything. I know I'm a bad mother."
"That's not true.
My children are all dying."
"That's not your fault."
"But don't you know everything's my fault? I brought down the whole of France with my little pinky."
But in Marie Antoinette, a new tragicomedy by David Adjmi, which opens tomorrow at the ART in Cambridge, the doomed French queen is more than just a heartless ruler who sparked a revolution and lost her head. As played by Brooke Bloom, she's complicated, sort of funny, and, well, kind of vulnerable.
"I should be responsible. I neglect them. Do I? I don't know. My mother neglected me. To me, it's normal."
"She had 15 kids.
So?
Cut her some slack."
"Okay, that's fine. At the beginning, Andrew, if you can be really listening..."
This is director Rebecca Teichman, who acknowledges the play, Marie Antoinette, poses an uncomfortable question.
"I actually have a great deal of empathy for her. The play kind of indicts your own feelings because you don't want to. You sort of want to, you know, Imelda Marcos her."
"Right. You don't want to sympathize with her at all."
"I think having sympathy for her is a really complicated, strange, uncomfortable feeling. And what the play asks of that discomfort is that you go deeper into the discomfort so that if you don't just demonize this one individual, but actually look at the much larger systems that put this into place, you know, a system that would place a 14-year-old with barely any education in the role of running a nation, there's something terribly, terribly toxic and broken going on there." And she's actually eerily kind of and terrifyingly vulnerable to it. So I think the play is looking at what are the structures and the systems that put that into place rather than blaming her.
I think that that was far more articulate than anything I could come up with it at the moment.
So this is the playwright, David Adjmi. He says the inspiration for Marie Antoinette came to him very suddenly, and he wrote it very quickly while he was a resident at the McDowell Colony in Peterborough, New Hampshire, back in 2006.
And I was reading a book by Mary Gateskill called Veronica, a really wonderful book, actually. And I can't remember if the words Marie Antoinette, if she mentions Marie Antoinette, I don't know what it was, but there was something, maybe she talks about Versailles or something like that, and suddenly I just went, oh my God. It just sort of happened, and I just slammed the book closed and literally got up and walked down to the library in Peterborough and got some books and just started madly researching. So a lot of the frenetic energy in the play comes from this kind of frenetic energy with which I wrote it.
What do you like about this character, about working with this character?
Well, I'm very interested in what Rebecca called this complicated empathy or like negative empathy, empathy for people that you feel are sort of other. And I am asking with my play that we not look at her with easy empathy, but that we trace the grooves of what the empathy is, how it works. And like Rebecca was saying, what are the larger implications? What is this woman a symptom of?
And what I'd like to ask you both this, I mean, you as a playwright, David, and you as a director, Rebecca, but the tension that might exist in taking something from 18th century France and putting it on the stage in 21st century America, is there a challenge there? Is there something that you had to overcome or think about?
For me, the play is not really set now. It's not set then. It's a bit of a lysergic acid trip blending of things. And I didn't think about it when I started it. It just felt right to me. I didn't want to do an historical drama, you know.
Sure.
I feel that it has its own idiom, the play. I mean, I hope that it has its own idiom and its own world.
I think the play is very much through a contemporary optic, so it actually gives great freedom. When I direct Shakespeare, I tend to think the same way, that it's like a contemporary mythic. It's not literally now, that you're in something that's not a literal reflection of like Boston or Versailles today. It's some kind of mythical version. It's not really attempting verisimilitude. I mean, it's attempting a kind of a rigorous examination and questioning of the story of this life from the world we live in today.
And Rebecca, I'm interested in, you guys have worked together. I was reading that you directed the world premiere of David's The Evildoers in 2008, right?
Yes.
So you have a relationship. Tell me something about David that the average person would know about his work.
David's hiding.
This may be hard for David to hear, but I view myself as a director as a vessel for language, for story. You know, as soon as David sent me Evildoers many, many years ago, I opened the script and the first page, my jaw was really, truly on the floor. I just, you know, with David has such a totally unique sense of language and rhythm, and it's completely singular. He's writing a score. It's like scored music in the sense that, you know, Shakespeare is writing an iambic pentameter, and it's really, it's a very complicated, beautiful piece of music that you need to learn how to play. And it's rigorous and exciting and challenging. And you realize that once you're on the music that David's writing, you suddenly are releasing his play. And that's, you know, it's a pretty awesome thrill.
You know, it's so interesting to hear Rebecca talking about the careful attention to language. And yet this was a play that just sort of poured out of you very quickly.
Yeah, I don't know how to make sense of that contradiction. With Marie, the character Marie, there's a sort of ease to the language, but it's but there's a speed to it and a velocity. She sort of hydroplanes. So it came out very quickly, but it came out very precisely. I really do hear it like a piece of music, and I do literally have to score it on the page.
Can you say more about that? Because I'm not sure that's completely clear. When you say you have to score it like music.
I literally will have to, I have to place where people interrupt. There's a kind of sort of instability. There's a honed instability with the rhythms and the language. It has a relation to psychological reality, I guess, but it's compressed and it's expressionism, really. It's not realism.
It's funny. I wrote a set of notes to one of the actresses last night. I wanted just to give her some key lines, like really central moments to the character. And I was just trying to write them, and I found I was doing this terrible violence. Like, I couldn't just write them without the caps where they are, or the italics where they are, without the indentation and the spacing, and that it literally couldn't even read it on the page because there is so much information in the way David sets it.
It's funny that you mentioned Shakespeare, because I remember reading Shakespeare as a young kid and not really understanding the language, and then seeing a really wonderful actor do it, and suddenly the language makes sense.
Yeah, and if you're off, really, with Shakespeare, if you're off the rhythm of it, you can just forget ever understanding anything. What it just does to you physically, if you're on it.
That's the thing. It encodes what the sensibility is of the play from moment to moment, so that actually the meaning, it's not just arbitrary musical bits and pieces. The meaning is encoded in it, in the rhythms of it, really. And I think that's what theater does.
You were talking about giving one of your actors a piece of the dialogue that really explained who this particular character was. Is there a piece of the dialogue that really says something profound about this character, Marie Antoinette?
I think the line of the play, one of my favorite lines, is when she says, "I feel like a game that other people play, but without me." That says a lot.
Agreed.
It's a good line, isn't it?
There's a lot of them.
David Adjmi's new play is called Marie Antoinette. It's directed by Rebecca Teichman, opens tomorrow at the ART in Cambridge, and runs through September 29th.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.